We're here at the 85th National FFA Convention, where the new National Officer Team has just been elected. With us, we have the 2012-2013 Eastern Region Vice President, Ms. Jonelle Futrell of Kentucky. Jonelle, can you introduce us and tell us a little bit about your FFA background?
Yes, ma'am. I am from the Davis County FFA chapter back home in Kentucky. My SAE has consisted primarily of agriculture education, and I'm really committed to following a career in agriculture and education in the future.
Now, running for a national office and becoming a national officer is no small commitment. What was the point where you decided this is something that you wanted to pursue, and what's it feel like now that you've reached that first hurdle and now you have a year of service ahead of you?
It's when I saw that these national officers you see on screen are actually real people, and when I actually got to speak with some of those national officers for the very, very first time as a state officer and see the connections that they're able to build with members and with stakeholders as they travel across the entire United States. And I knew that I wanted to be able to serve and influence and change lives in that role. And I knew the work that would go into it, but I was ready. And I'm so ecstatic about the year ahead and being committed to serve our members and grow our organization.
So in your time of preparation, it's obvious that you put a lot of hard work and effort into it, but I'm sure you have quite the support team behind you. Is there anyone that you want to give thanks to?
I don't know if we have enough time to go down the list, but I would like to start with my mom, Ann Futrell, back home. If it wasn't for her, I don't know where I would be. And certainly my advisors who've been with me since that freshman year of high school, Jason Smith, Chad Askins, and Craig Howard. And one of my greatest mentors, Dr. David Frazier, and also Dr. Stacy Vinson at the University of Kentucky. They are just fantastic individuals that I certainly look up to, that have helped me, that have supported me, that just love me. And I certainly know that I'm a better person because of them.
You mentioned some of your professors at the University of Kentucky. What are you majoring in, and what is it that you hope to do down the road?
I'm majoring in political science and agriculture education, which is most important for me because I'm pursuing a career in agriculture education. I want to be able to continue this service to members and to our organization and to agriculture, not just this year, but throughout the remainder of my life.
So you have a year of service and a year of integrity and a year of hard work ahead of you. What are some of the things that you hope to accomplish? When you're sitting in these seats a year from today, looking back and reflecting on your year, what is it that you hope that you can look back and say?
One of my advisors, Mr. Chad Askins, he would always start every class with this phrase that you are here for a purpose and you are here for a reason and you are loved. And I want to be able to share that with FFA members in whatever capacity I'm meeting them in. And I want them to know that there is so much potential to grow and to serve and to be a leader and to be someone of strong integrity and a strong character, and just remind them that there's a reason for absolutely everything. There is a purpose for them to be here and to be in our industry and in their communities and schools and chapters.
And there were just 56,000 FFA members in there watching you get elected. And I'm sure some of them were inspired, some of them were empowered to go back to their chapters and take the things that they've learned and make their chapters and their communities a better place. What message do you want to leave them with? What do you hope that they walk away from convention wanting to accomplish?
It's simple. You know, I want them to be just influenced to serve in whatever means that is, in our industry, just in their homes and their communities and their families. I want them to be willing and excited and passionate and ready to share with others what this organization has done for them and how they can give back to their communities.
And is there any final message you'd like to leave us with today?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so thankful, and I'm so blessed.
So one final question. You have to sit during the entire final session and wait patiently, and I'm sure extremely anxiously, as the rest of the agenda is gone through. What was it like waiting right before your name was called? What thoughts were going through your head, and what emotions were you feeling right before and immediately after?
Oh, right before, you know, I was thinking to what had gotten me here, who had supported me and who had gotten me here, and what it was going to be like to have to turn around and go back home, and what it was going to be like to run up on that stage. And I knew that I was going to be happy either way, because I knew I was going to serve. And I'm excited to be here. And just running up on that stage, I don't even know what was going through my mind. It was complete and total chaos, but it's just a blessing.
From the 85th National FFA Convention, that's your newly elected 2012-2013 Eastern Region Vice President from the state of Kentucky, Jonah L. Futrell.